Hello and welcome to the Sharpening Report. I am so excited to have on my good friend, Zev Peratt. Haven't been able to talk to him for quite a while because of all of the COVID restrictions and just everything that's been going on in our recent history. But I'm really excited to bring back to the show Zev Peratt. Zev, how are you doing?
We're doing well, praise God. You know, we're living in exciting and prophetic times. We see what's happening in America, what's happening in Israel right now. And we're excited because, you know, the gospel is going forth. And I think that's the most important thing in the midst of the panic.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely. I can't imagine that there's anybody out there that doesn't know who you are. But just in case there are, can you introduce yourself, kind of give a background on your work and like what you do today?
Well, you can find us on messiahofisraelministries.org.com or .net, or just Google my name, zephortministries.com, and you'll find out all about what we do. I came from a rabbinic family. Before I was a believer in Yeshua, I was from an Orthodox family, and praise God, Yeshua found me. And since I had that Damascus Road experience, God has been enabling us to preach the gospel all over the world, especially in Israel, in China, in many places. And that's what we do here in Israel. We preach the gospel in synagogues, in mosques, in malls, everywhere basically that we can go. Even inside the Israeli government, we're able to have contacts and go in there as the IDF soldiers. We now have 16 house groups in Israel, like the book of Acts, south to north of Israel, little house groups of new believers. We have discipleship training programs here in Israel where we can disciple new believers or future believers, the ones that are afraid to come out of their home and just tell people we're even studying about Jesus, Yeshua. So that's what we do here in Israel. We give all the glory to Yeshua. And we thank ministries like yours, Josh, that are able to promote us and to stand together with us in prayer, because that's what it's all about, working the harvest in these end times.
Oh, amen. And you guys do such important work over there, and I really appreciate your ministry. And any time we could do anything to help support you, we will. And so I'm asking my audience, you can click on the link in the description below and find out more about this amazing ministry, and please support if you can. It's especially for the times that we're living in. I mean, ministries like yours are very needed. So you're over in Israel. I wanted to ask about the possibility of revival. Do you see a revival happening in Israel? Real, especially during this demonic outpouring of COVID-19. How has the COVID-19 stuff changed the landscape there, and what have you been noticing?
Well, the COVID-19 panic is not something invented in America. It's all over the world, and it's here in Israel too. And unfortunately, the leftists, the news here, the fake news here in Israel, and yes, we do have fake news also here in Israel, is picking up a lot from the United States of America. If anything, they're learning from America, and they're actually copying it. So the protests you're seeing in America, you're seeing also here in Israel. The trying to get Donald Trump out of government, indict him, do whatever you can to him, impeach him, whatever you can do. They're doing the same thing to Benjamin Netanyahu. So it's kind of the same thing. Look, the two most hated men in the world today are Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. Why? Because these two men, they may not be angels. They may not be pastors. They may not – we don't know if they're believers. They might be. But they have been chosen by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for such a time like this, and the demonic round is going crazy about revival. We have seen more revival during the COVID-19 crisis than we've seen before the COVID-19. It's unbelievable, because if you see the news in America, I don't know what you guys are getting updates over there, but here, the Orthodox movement, the rabbis, the spiritual leaders, we have two main cities in Israel. One is Mashavim, the 100 gates in Jerusalem, but the other one is Bnei Brak, where my hometown is. These are where the main rabbis of Israel are located, and they're the ones who kind of control things here in Israel. You think that Benjamin Netanyahu is controlling the things, but it's really the Orthodox movement. And what they're doing, they're telling their people, not to listen to the government, you know, to have these weddings, to open the yeshivas, which are ministry schools for rabbis. And what's happening? They're having, more and more infection and diseases and everything. Look, I think that this COVID-19 is real. I don't think it's like a flu. It's like something else. We don't need to panic about it, and everything. Life needs to continue to go on. But having said that, people are asking questions. If these rabbis are really the spiritual leaders, how come the number one infections are in the Orthodox movement? They're asking these questions. And this is where we can and preach the gospel and share Messiah Yeshua. And it's kind of backfiring on the Orthodox movement and on the testimony that they're doing here in Israel, because we're having salvation after salvation after salvation. So to answer your question, there is a revival. God is using this demonic outpouring as a wake-up call, yes, but he's also using it for revival. And that's what's happening here in Israel right now in the midst of all the craziness that we're seeing, except for looting, which you have in America, which we don't have yet here in Israel. Everything's the same.
Wow. It's amazing to think about how similar things are across the world, because it used to be whenever we would deal with something in America here, you know, you'd have Christians that say, you know, yeah, but you're localizing that to America. You can't really, you know, look at that in view of like prophetic things in the Bible, because, you know, we're not seeing this all across the world. You know, the Bible isn't like America centric. If anything, it's like Middle East centric. But now we're living in a time where things that happen here, that is happening all over the world. And it's insane to think about like how quickly that changed. But when we look at prophetic times, like in the past, like the first coming of Yeshua, it was like that too. Things changed incredibly fast, and we're seeing that again today. Speaking of Yeshua, there are Christians that have said that if we support Trump and if we get into politics, then we're serving the demonic, we're serving Satan instead of Yeshua. I've never seen these as like conflating like that, because I see them as two separate things. But how do you respond to that? Like if Christians are watching this and they're thinking, well, you know, I can't really support Donald Trump because he, you know, he's not a Christian, and I would rather support Jesus, but you know, Jesus isn't on the ballot. So how do we as Christians process that?
Well, first of all, that's a very good question, Josh. Our ministry is actually being attacked every day on that subject, because, you know, we're moving in time. You know, the book of Daniel says the mystery of the end time. We're living in that time right now, where that mystery is being revealed more and more to us, and times are changing. And as time is changing, so is the demonic realm moving. And if we ignore the politics and say we're believers in Yeshua and Jesus, we can't talk about politics, we can only talk about the Bible, they go hand in hand. I'll give you an example of what I mean. If we're to tell people, you know, don't vote, or tell the people here in Israel, don't pray for Donald Trump or don't support Donald Trump, what's going to happen? It could be that Biden and the leftists will be voted in, right? And right. Then what happens then? And then they promote what? They promote things like abortion, like gay marriage, like things that are against the Bible. So they go hand in hand. You have to tie in the political realm with the Bible. And so if you're a supporter and believer in Yeshua and Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have to be involved in politics, and they don't contradict each other. The book of Romans speaks about it too. We're familiar with these Bible verses, Romans chapter 13, verse 1, that every government authority is established by God. But where's the biblical balance? The biblical balance is the Word of God. And Titus, and this is very important, Titus chapter 3, verse 1, he's actually empowering the believers how to walk in their faith. And he's telling the people, he's reminding the people to be subject to the rulers and the authorities. Well, that's politics, right? The rulers and the authorities. And to be obedient to what? To the politics, yes, but first and foremost to the Word of God, because it says to be ready to do whatever is good. Well, what's good? Good is what's in the Bible. And so we're not saying that Donald Trump is an angel. We're not saying that he's a pastor. We're not trying to elect a pastor. We're trying to elect a world leader here. And until now, Donald Trump has been the best friend Israel has had in a long, long time. The polls here in Israel, not the fake polls, the real polls, are really saying that Donald Trump is the most loved president Israel has ever seen in the history. Why? Because he's moved the U.S. embassy. What no president was able to do from 1995, Donald Trump did. You say, okay, what does that have to do with it? That's politics. No, that's Bible. Because the Bible says in many places, but especially in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 6, it says, now Jerusalem is the place where I've chosen to put my name. God's name is on Jerusalem. So by Donald Trump moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, he just proclaimed what the Bible proclaimed, whether he knows it or not. And this is where you can tie in politics with the Bible together. Not only that, you can even preach the gospel to non-believers and show them the prophetic times that we're living in right now. So this is the answer that I have for people, because I get emails from people saying, wait a minute, Zeb, your Facebook pages have changed. You never had politics on your Facebook pages. And I answer them, well, we've never lived in such a demonic time like we're living in right now. We've never been closer to the second coming of Jesus Yeshua like the times we're living in right now, without setting any dates. So that's why my Facebook page has changed. It's not my Facebook page. It's the times we're living in. We have to preach the truth. And if it has to do with politics, then it has to do with politics. But politics tie in with the Word of God. We have already three places in Israel where Donald Trump's name is written. One is the Golan Heights. He recognizes the sovereignty of the Golan Heights. We have the Trump mountain over there. We have Petah Tikva. We have a circle where Donald Trump's name is there. There's another city where Donald Trump's name is there. And they said if he's elected this in a few days, if he's elected, then they're going to name another place here in Israel on Donald Trump.
Wow.
So we're not glorifying Donald Trump. We're glorifying Jesus Yeshua. But he's being used by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I think that's the best way to look at it is not to see, you know, because there's this straw man argument going around that you know, some people will throw at Christians and say that, like, we're worshiping Trump or something, or and I even hear that from Christians who are against Trump. They'll try and say that, like, they'll try to make it seem like we're worshiping him. And I've never in my entire life, I've never heard a Christian actually make the case for worship of Donald Trump. It's just a straw man argument. It's not real. We don't worship him, but we recognize that he is a vessel being used by God, just like all of us believers are in some way or another. And we even know from the Bible that God can even use non-believers, and he's done that before. He did it, you know, Pharaoh's probably the best example that comes up, but he's done that before. For his own purposes, he can turn the wickedness of men to his betterment. I mean, you know, there's plenty of stuff in the Bible about that. So it's all about just recognizing that through God's sovereignty, he is using this individual. He's using Donald Trump for his own purposes, whatever those might be. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But at the same time, like you said, if we don't vote for him, if we don't support him, if we just decide to, not stay home, not vote, stand on the sidelines, well, that's basically just giving up a vote to Biden and Harris, which that is whatever anybody wants to say about Trump and why they don't like him. That the Biden Harris team, that is a far more demonic outcome that would be than if Trump gets another 4 years. So, yeah, I completely agree with you. Something else that Trump has done, and he's actually been nominated now for like Nobel Peace Prizes because of this, or not nominated, but he's like, people want him to get it, is this peace deal with the United Arab Emirates. And there's been other peace deals too. I think just recently there's been talks about possibly Saudi Arabia or something like that. How is the peace deal with United Arab Emirates impacting Israel? Because some Christians have kind of freaked out about this. Is there a connection with that and biblical end times?
Absolutely, because, you know, if we're looking right now at the times we're living in this COVID-19, and I believe the COVID-19 is an end time wake up call. It's, you know, God is waking. Even rabbis here in Israel that don't believe in Jesus and Yeshua, non-believers, are saying, you know, and I'm quoting their words, it's a slap from God. Why are they saying it's a slap from God? Because they realize that they've been doing things the wrong way. They still haven't recognized Yeshua, but at least they're saying it's a slap from God. So this is the end time call over here. Having said that, let's have a look at this peace, the so-called peace deal. And the question has to be asked, can you make peace with a country you've never been at war with? And the answer is no. We've never been at war with these Amorite nations. Can God use this, and is God using this big time? Absolutely, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Israel has been hit by the COVID-19 just like other nations in the world have. And God is going to use this so-called peace deal for two things. Number one, to get Donald Trump back into government. And I believe, you know, I'm not a prophet or I'm just a servant like you, but I believe Donald Trump will be elected. You know, if they don't do anything, you know, to jeopardize or fake, you know, or fake ballots or something, which they still might do, but Donald Trump's not going to be quiet about it. If the real election, you know, comes out, the real outcome of it, then Donald Trump will be elected. And I think this is part of God's master plan for the timing of it. And I also think that this deal with Dubai and the Amorites and everything is a way for God to recover Israel from this financial disaster that they're going through right now. And this is going to bring Israel into a huge, huge business transaction. So we don't call it here in Israel. Even the newspapers are not calling it a peace treaty, but actually calling it a business transaction. Because we need to understand something, that tourism, oil, military, medicine, everything is going to happen from this so-called deal with the Amorites. We have already 1.5 million Israelis here in Israel that are just waiting to flood the hotels in Dubai. They're like animals in a cage right now, excuse my language, wanting just to get out of the cage and get to Dubai. The minute the airports are open, the minute all this 1.5 million Israelis are going to flood over there, what's going to happen? They're going to have business relationships. Things are going to open, not just between the governments. So this is the end time plan of God to get Israel back on their feet. Some say that it's going to influence the Middle East and possibly open peace with other people. We don't see that here in Israel because it's making Nasrallah and the Hamas and Iran upset. It's not going to impact Iran in any way, not in a good way. It's just going to make Iran more upset. But Dubai and the Amorites, they don't care. They want to do a business deal with Israel. They're a different type of Arab people, good Arab people. When God said, "I'm going to bless Ishmael," this is the blessing he was speaking about. There's no doubt about it.
That's really interesting to think about in light of end times prophecy, and I've kind of gotten the same conclusions that you have too. Looking at that peace deal and any future ones that might come up as well. So we are living in just amazing times where things are like really ramping up, and it's exciting. So in Israel, what do most believers think about Trump, and what do most non-believers think about Trump in Israel? Because here in America, we get a pretty good sense of what people think. You know, it seems like people are split. I think there's actually more Americans that are on the on Trump's side than there are against him, but I could be wrong. It could be like kind of split. But what do you see over there in Israel in terms of believers? What do believers and non-believers think about Trump?
Well, you get, look, the leftists here that support Benny Gantz and the blue and white collar party here in Israel, most of them don't support Donald Trump, but a large amount of them do. Having said that, 80% or 85% of Israelis, probably more, support Donald Trump. He's recognized as the best president best American president that Israel has ever had. They love Donald Trump. This is for the non-believers. As far as the believers, we understand that he's not an angel, but we believe that he's been positioned by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've said that before. And we have a massive amount of believers here in Israel praying for Donald Trump every day, and this is what all people should do. Yes, the outcome is going to be what God wants it to be, but he still needs prayer. He has a living hell against him, and he's going to continue. Look, if he gets elected, the leftists are not going to keep quiet. They're going to keep on coming after him, just like they keep on coming after Benjamin Netanyahu. But at the end of the day, the people in Israel here, they love Donald Trump. They're waiting for him. They realize that if Joe Biden gets into government, it's a world disaster. It's not American disaster. It's a world disaster. He is not a friend of Israel. He is an enemy of Israel. And people are realizing it. Even the leftists that are saying that, we're not going to support Donald Trump because he's a friend of Benjamin Netanyahu, and we don't want Benjamin Netanyahu to be elected, even they are beginning to, to turn around and say, wait a minute, this guy is really evil. What the Israeli people don't understand here, and maybe you can shed some light on that, Josh, for us, is how can it be that a man like Joe Biden, who there's so much evidence of his corruption, is not put in jail? If that would happen here in Israel, that would have that much evidence against Benjamin Netanyahu or anybody else in the government of Israel, he'd put him in jail for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is because we have career politicians, and we have the problem with the deep state in America. We have people who get into politics, and they're there their whole lives. They don't have any term limits. They're not elected in. And there's so many of these people, and our government has grown so big that these people just protect each other, and they go around the law. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect the founding ideals that this country was founded on. They don't respect any of that. They're more into making deals with each other and friendships, and they're more into that, so they get a lot of protection, which is unfortunate, because we've even seen that with a lot of the sexual abuse things that go on in government. And this spans back decades. I recently did a film about child sex trafficking in America. And one of the most surprising things that came out from that was I did an investigation into how the government looked at cults and especially cults that were participating in child sexual abuse decades ago. And going back even 30 years, some even 60 years, there's because now we have documents that have been released from the government. You know, after so much time, documents get released if somebody puts a request. It's called FOIA. And so now we have documents from 30 years ago showing how the CIA covered up like child sex abuse scandals because they were working with, you know, this cult called the Finders. And that's just one example. So if the government thinks that they can benefit from something, they'll cover up crimes like that. And they typically don't get found out for decades. And then when they do, it's like a new generation of people out there. So like when the original Finders case was going on, I was only 3 years old. So, you know, people in my generation that would be creating the public outcry for it, typically they don't care because it didn't affect them. They were children. They don't, you know, they don't really live in that world. And so there's a few people like me that's like, well, you know, it's still a problem. The government needs to be held accountable because while 30 years might seem like a lot to me, you know, because I'm only 35, for people who are in politics forever, I mean, there are people that have been in politics 50, 60 years and they're still in. So this corruption really runs deep. And I think that's the biggest reason why so much of the establishment in our country, in the government, hate Donald Trump is because he's not an establishment guy. He's not a politician really at all. And it was funny in the most recent debate, he told Joe Biden, you know, I ran because of you, because of all the corruption, because of him getting protected and all that. Donald Trump said, I ran because of you. I want to get this stuff out of here. I want to, you know, he says, drain the swamp. But so we see that a lot. And I think that's why the establishment just hates Donald Trump. It also shows that this whole idea, there's been a conspiracy theory for the past decade or so that goes around, you know, presidents aren't elected, they're selected. There's this idea that every president that we've ever had has not been actually elected legitimately, that they've been, you know, selected by some kind of shadow group or something like that. And so the election of Donald Trump just totally disproves that. There have been some people that have tried to say, oh, well, no, that's just, you're just not seeing the whole picture, Josh. He really is in their back pocket, and he really is. I don't think so. I don't see that at all. If because at the time, what would the deep state, what would the shadow government people, you know, if they were selecting presidents, would they rather have Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Of course they would rather have Hillary Clinton, because she would have protected all of them and they would have been able to further their agenda. Donald Trump has been a huge stumbling block to these people. So that's why they've spent the whole time he's been in office trying to get rid of him, trying to impeach him, trying to throw all of this stuff, but nothing sticks on him. So that's kind of the problem we have here. There is evidence clearly of corruption, and he should be in jail. And there's a lot of politicians that should be in jail, but there's just not enough people to enforce it.
He shouldn't even be running for president. You know, here in Israel, it's kind of the same thing. We do have a deep state here in Israel. I mean, fake news, deep state, leftists, we have the same spirit operating here in Israel as well. The difference is, and the leftists are always trying to indict Benjamin Netanyahu, always trying to get him and his wife in jail. The difference is the police here investigate everything, and they really investigate everything objectively. And really, I mean, they've managed to indict Benjamin Netanyahu right now, but we believe that he's not going to be guilty. They're not going to find that there's not enough evidence on him. The indictment was not done by the police exactly. It was done by the leftists here. So the corrupt system works here as well. Having said that, Israel has put presidents and prime ministers in jail. It's, I mean, they put cops up in jail here for, you know, for sex crimes. They put, Ehud Olmert in jail for corruption. So they do put their prime ministers in jail. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not proud of it or anything, but we are. At least we see the systems working, and they're not allowing corruption to continue.
Yeah, that's really good. We need some more of that here. And I'm hoping, you know, if Donald Trump gets another 4 years, I'm hoping we'll see more of that kind of stuff. There's a lot of people that say that we'll see more of these politicians actually having to answer for the crimes that they committed and be prosecuted. So we're hoping for that, not because we want to, you know, destabilize the foundation of our country, but because we want good people in government, we want good people representing us. And one of my hopes is that the American people will remember what our so-called leaders are there for. They're there to serve us. Like the way the American system is set up, it's supposed to be by the people, for the people. So really the people are governing themselves, and then we elect representatives who it's like we elect people under us to represent us. We don't, you know, using the word leader, we don't really elect leaders to lead us. We elect representatives to represent us and to serve us. And if they don't do that well, then they need to get out. And I think most Americans don't know that. Most Americans have been taught in our college, because our colleges and universities have just been so corrupted by leftist ideology. And so most Americans don't realize the role of leadership in America, what the leadership is, what the government, the role of the government is actually supposed to be. Its only function is there to represent us, the people. It's not there to lead us, the people. We are supposed to be leading the government. But that has kind of been flipped. So I'm hoping with, you know, if we get another 4 years of Trump, and then if we can get some more like good Republicans, because of course there's bad Republicans too, but if we can get some good Republicans in office who understand the role of the government and kind of start to shift this country back around, I think that would be great. We have a lot more to talk about. We're going to have to do it in the members only section. But for people viewing for free, where can people find out more about you and follow you online? And I know you've had some part in like some books and things. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your stuff, and where they can support your ministry.
MessiahofIsraelMinistries.org.net or .com, or just Google my name, support, and everything will pop up. I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. It's on the website. Send in your prayer request. Get the book that Carl Gallups and I wrote together, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of the Messiah by Defender Publishers. You can find it there on the Skywatch store on Amazon, or you know, on CarlGallups.com on my website. Get that book, The Most Venerated Rabbi in Modern Day History Left to Know, that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. It's shocking Israel. It's shocking the nations. Even right now, within the COVID-19, salvations are coming in. That's what it's all about. So we'd love to hear from you.
Amen. Well, I got a lot more to ask you, because I want to talk more about prophecy, what the prophetic climate there is in Israel. I'm curious of your opinion on the rise of anti-Semitism. I've been seeing this junk just all over the place. But we'll have to do that in the members only section. So for all of you viewing for free, please consider going to dailyrenegade.com and getting a membership. The reason that we do this is because YouTube deletes videos, YouTube deletes channels. The main Daily Renegade channel was deleted without reason. We were never able to get it back, so 8 years of hard work was just gone. And so we want to protect our interviews, we want to protect our guests, we want to protect our audience and the videos that we produce for you guys. So we do that at dailyrenegade.com. Of course, a venture like that costs more money than I have, so what we do is we just all pool our resources together and we build this thing together, just like good fellowship believers should do. So if you feel led, then head on over to dailyrenegade.com. If not, that's totally fine. I hope that you have enjoyed the free interview, and we will continue putting free content for everybody who either doesn't feel led to support Daily Renegade or is not able to financially support. But you can always pray. So either way, please keep us in prayer. That would be great. So everybody, members, hang on the line. We got a lot more to talk about. Everybody viewing for free, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.